flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And, you know, when I check on the temperatures across the state, the place that usually seems to be the warmest, although with the wind chill factor it can defeat that, is Grand Isle. And Daryl Carpenter happens to operate down there with RealScreamers.com. Daryl, how's the conditions down in Grand Isle? I know it was pretty rough this week.
Yeah, Don, and it's really no better right now. I mean, you know, because we have that influence of that warm water, when these fronts come down, we tend to have more wind and stuff like that. So no, I mean, it's blustery. You know, I mean, the best thing, like I said, this time of the year, and thank God we have it, the best thing for you and I to talk about would be, you know, either the shrimp molds and all I'm making for the Mardi Gras balls, or it's going to be, you know, fishing on side the road. That way you've got the truck right there to retreat to with the heater running. And thank God we have that side of the road fishery this time of the year.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, one thing I wanted to talk to you about was the proposed redfish limit. You know, they've been kicking this thing, this can or this fish down the beach for a long time on the redfish. The current notice of intent is asking for a reduction to 3 fish in an 18 to 27 inch slot. You and your assistants, if you're on a charter trip, cannot keep your catch, although you can fish, and you can't keep any fish over that 27 inch top end. What's your feeling and the general feeling for the fishermen down in the Grand Isle area as far as Leeville and those places, as far as adopting this?
Don, it's really, you know, through the Charter Boat Association, we've done a lot of polling. And the attitude varies depending on where you are in the state. I guess it's because it's what you're seeing locally in your local basins. Grand Isle's area, they know that we've got somewhat of a redfish problem. You know, the Bear Terrier Basin all the way up from Grand Isle to Lafitte was hit heavily, regardless of what the department says. I'm talking real life observations. It was hit heavily by Hurricane Ida. We had a whole lot of fish killed up in the Lafitte area where all our fish went up there. So if you look around the Grand Isle area, I think there, you know, the attitude is we need something done. But everybody's attitude is, why do they have to go so drastic? You know, the majority of the crowd I run with, you know, been doing this 20 plus years. We've all lived through the red snapper fiasco. And part of the regulation changes with redfish is because, just like the red snapper, they're supposed to be a 30 year lived species. So they want to do drastic steps. Whereas already right now, All summer long, we were catching those 13 to 15-inch redfish. They were just literally everywhere. And now those fish are hitting that 16-inch mark. Well, that's the new spawn that came in. That's the new spawn that came and replaced what we lost after Ida. So, you know, we believe that our fishery is a whole lot more resilient and is going to rebound a whole lot faster. When you figure in the current economic conditions where, you know, we're slowing down a little bit as far as people getting out and so forth, I personally just do not believe that we need to go the real drastic measure. I don't mind the reduction. I don't mind the guide limit. I don't mind the none over 27. but I just don't want that reduction to cut so deep. And I'd rather, and we've talked about this with the prior administration before our new secretary came in, we'd rather all these things be labeled rebuilding plans. That way, when they hit a certain benchmark, instead of keep taking, if they hit a certain benchmark, let's revolt back to the five fish at 16 to 27.
Right. Well, it does have some provisions for, you know, ending it before the sunset, and all of that's going to be hammered out and talked about on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries office, which I hardly think that's the best time to hold a public meeting, 10 o'clock on a Monday morning for the public to come.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think they could be a little bit more user group friendly and hold it on an evening or on a weekend or something like that, but to set it on a Monday at 10. They're not going to get the maximum turnout that they'd be looking for. But
if it was something as important as duck hunting or something to a deer season, you know, then they would have their regional meetings in the afternoons like they do sometimes with those. I mean, you know, but then again, it is what it is, and a lot of people believe that the opinion's already made up. But I argue with that in that a group of very conservative, non-consumptive fishermen showed up and talked the commission into going this much more stringent route. So don't think that the mind's made up. You could always change it. The problem is the NOI process. If they changed it now, I don't know if they legally have time. And it gets very complicated. You'd have to speak to Wildlife and Fisheries legal to explain it all to you.
Yeah, well, if it does get amended or they do proceed with it, then it has an oversight period through the legislature for 30 days. They've got to do something with it or not. And then if they approve it or they don't do anything, then it becomes law. But
right.
I don't think this is going to be the end at all, because I'm hearing from too many people from the west side of you going to the Texas state line that they don't think it's warranted at all. And there's a lot of people on the east side that think that this was just a temporary thing and there's enough spawning stock and enough juveniles out there to replenish it on its own without adjusting the limits. But, you know, we shall see.
Hey, I'm a firm believer in three letters. The reason we're in this redfish crisis is Ida. Ida did us a lot of harm, despite what the department said with fish kills. You've met Evan that works with me. For 6 or 8 weeks after Ida passed through, they were out there with heavy equipment scooping the dead catfish, the dead black drum, and the dead redfish out of their yards. So, I mean, there was a much larger fish kill than what was reported.
Got it. All right, Darryl, thanks for the report. We appreciate it. And if somebody wants to come fish with you on a warmer day, tell them how to get you.
Well, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You can do RealScreamers.com, and we own them both. It doesn't matter how you spell it. Or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288. And, Don, I'm going to tell you, just like last year, we're already starting to see some of the heavier dates that are wanted booking up already. So, not a sales trip. Not trying to tell you get up out of bed and call me this morning, but if you got a particular day, you might want to book early.
Good advice. Thanks, Darryl. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you, Don. You have a good day. Stay dry.
Yeah, I hope to.